Bradley Woods, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
No shows are becoming a very costly problem.
An extremely costly problem, and one that need to be, well, as you've said it, it's a criminal action in terms of deceptive and misleading conduct in order to try and bankrupt the business. And I think if the people who are doing this are caught, then there should be action taken, obviously, in terms of prosecuting them. But more importantly, the venue is going to, as you've said, going to implement a system where there's a deposit sought from genuine diners who will have no problem at all in paying a small fee to guarantee the bookings.
No one should have a problem with that. As you say, hairdressers, landscapers, I'm thinking your beauticians, they operate like that. If you cancel within 24 hours, then you get charged a fee. So why shouldn't the hospitality industry do the same at the moment, Bradley, particularly off the back of COVID?
Well, I think it should, Ollie. I think that clearly what's happened is that you know, the industry has suffered. It has been mandatorily shut down for months on end. That was the first problem. Obviously, in terms of COVID-19 and the recovery phase, there were substantial restrictions on our ability to trade, whether they were bars or pubs, restaurants, fine dining, casual dining, cafes. Everyone was operating under restricted conditions and suffering immeasurably. And so one of the ways of moving forward and to get genuine bookings from genuine diners that don't no-show is to ensure there's a guaranteed booking, and that's to get a small deposit or a reasonable deposit, and something that we would certainly encourage venues, just as you do in the in the beauty industry or the health industry or other services.
And you're seeing more and more venues do this, Bradley?
We are. We are seeing a lot more venues ask for a credit card as part of the fee might not be taken from the card straight away, but guests understand that if they don't turn up or there's a no-show, then there's a charge applied, and I think it's a very reasonable one. And the genuine diners, what it does, it keeps the cost down for genuine diners, because businesses that are having fraud acted against them obviously have to recover that or keep the business going, and eventually everyone pays for it, and that puts up the cost for legitimate diners as well.
The lost revenue for the business is so much more than a $5,000 figure, isn't it? Wages lost, staff might be sent home early, customers are turned away before having to even then go and dump produce that could be going off or stale.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest losers out of a lot of this type of action are the staff that miss out on wages and staff that miss out on really important hours and shifts. If a business is being stopped from operating because of the act of some sort of, micro-terrorism almost, it's having a real impact on the business. But at the end of the day, the real impact is felt all the way through the channel of services and products, and the staff are the biggest losers because they don't get the hours, they don't get the shifts, they're sent home early, and they may not be able to be re-engaged, for whatever period the disruption's being caused. And so whoever's doing this needs to be put to a stop, and whether that's through legal action or through being exposed, we'd certainly employ, the venue to take action by putting in the deposits, but also to get the authorities to investigate.
Bradley Woods, appreciate your time. You have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Ollie. Have a great day.